Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 8, The Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Here Ramananda Roy is explaining the difference between the love, the loving dealings in Vrindavan between Krishna and the gopis, and the lusty dealings of this world. And the loving dealings in the spiritual world are completely unselfish, and they are based on satisfying Krishna. Ramananda Roy continues, lusty desires are experienced when one is concerned with his own personal sense gratification. The mood of the gopis is not like that. Their only desire is to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Among the gopis, there is not a pinch of desire for sense gratification. Their only desire is to give pleasure to Krishna, and this is why they mingle with him and enjoy with him. Here's the verse from Bhagavatam, Gopi Gita, chapter 30 of the 10th, 31 of the 10th canto, text 19, the final verse. Yate sujata charanam bruham steneshu Bita shanai priya dadimahi karkajeshu tenatavim matasitar vyatete nakim shvit kopari bi bamiti de bavarayusamna. All the gopis said, dear Krishna, we carefully hold your delicate lotus feet upon our hard breasts when you walk in the forest. Your lotus feet are pinpricked or pricked by small bits of stone. We fear that this is paining you. Since you are our life and soul, our minds are very much disturbed when your lotus feet are pained. One who is attracted by that ecstatic love of the gopis does not care about popular opinion or the regulative principles of Vedic life. Rather, he completely surrenders unto Krishna and renders service unto him. If one worships the Lord on the path of spontaneous love and goes to Vrindavan, he receives the shelter of Brijanjanandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In all, there are 64 items listed for the rendering of service unto Krishna. And these are the regulative principles enjoined in the Shastras and given by the spiritual master. One has to serve Krishna according to these regulative principles. But if one develops spontaneous love for Krishna as exhibited by in the activities of those who live in Brajabhumi, one attains the platform of Raganuga Bhakti. One who has developed this spontaneous love is eligible for elevation to the platform enjoyed by the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. In Brajabhumi, there are no regulative principles set forth for Krishna service. Rather, everything is carried out in spontaneous, natural love for Krishna. There is no question of following the principles of the Vedic system. Such principles are followed within this material world, and as long as one is on the material platform, he has to execute them. However, spontaneous love of Krishna is transcendental. It may seem that the regulative principles are being violated, but the devotee is on the transcendental platform. Such service is called gunatita, or nirguna, for it is not contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Text 222. Braja lokera kona bhava laina ye bhaje bhava yogya deha pana Krishna Paya Braje. In his liberated stage, the devotee is attracted by one of the five humors in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As he continues to serve the Lord in that transcendental mood, he attains a spiritual body to serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Those saintly persons who represent the Upanishads are vivid examples of this. By worshipping the Lord on the path of spontaneous love, they attain the lotus feet of Brijendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna's servants are headed by Raktak and Patraka. Krishna's friends are headed by Sridham, Subal, and others. There are also elderly gopis and the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and others. All of these personalities are eternally engaged in the loving service of the Lord in accordance with their specific attachments for Krishna. One who wants to return home to serve the Lord directly may be attracted to Krishna as a servant, friend, father, or mother. If a person continuously serves Krishna during this life in a particular ecstasy, upon giving up the material body, he attains a suitable spiritual body to serve Krishna in terms of his particular attachment. One may serve as a servant, friend, father, or mother. In the same way, one who wants to serve Krishna in conjugal love can attain a body under the guidance of the gopis. In this connection, the most vivid example is provided by those saintly personalities known as Shrutis, who represent the Upanishads. The Shrutis understood that without serving Krishna and following the footsteps of the gopis, there would be no possibility of their entering the kingdom of God and serving Krishna in the mood of conjugal love. Therefore, they engaged in spontaneous loving service unto Krishna and followed in the footsteps of the gopis. Now the Shrutis, Ramananda Roy is going to cite a verse from the 87th chapter, the Prayers of the Personified Vedas, text 23, spoken by the Personified Vedas, the Shrutis. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing the mystic yoga system and controlling the breath. Thus engaging in mystic yoga, they see the super soul within their hearts and ultimately enter into impersonal Brahman. But even the enemies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead attain that position simply by thinking of the Supreme Lord. However, the damsels of Braja, the gopis, being attracted by the beauty of Krishna, simply wanted to embrace him and his arms, which are like serpents. Thus, the gopis ultimately tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, we Upanishads can also taste the nectar of his lotus feet by following in the footsteps of the gopis. Ramananda Roy continues. The word samadrisaha, mentioned in the fourth line of the previous verse, means following the mood of the gopis. The word samaha means the Shrutis attaining a body like those of the gopis. The words angri padma shuddha means associating intimately with Krishna. One can attain such perfection only by spontaneous love of God. One cannot obtain Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan simply by serving the Lord according to regulative principles. Now, quoting from the ninth chapter of the 10th canto, verse 21, Sukadev Goswami says, Nayam sukha po bhagavan dehinam gopika sutta jnaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhaktimatam miha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Therefore, one should accept the mood of the gopis in their service. In such a transcendental mood, one should always think of the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. And after thinking of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes for a long time, and after getting completely free from material contamination, one is transferred to the spiritual world. There, the devotee attains an opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna as one of the gopis. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that the word Siddhadeha, perfected spiritual body, refers to a body beyond the material gross body, composed of five elements, and the subtle astral body, composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. In other words, one attains a completely spiritual body, fit to render service to the transcendental couple, Radha and Krishna. Savupadi vinayamuktam tat paratvayena nirmalam. When one is situated in his spiritual body, which is beyond this gross and subtle material body, he is fit to serve Radha and Krishna. That body is called Siddhadeha. The living entity attains a particular type of gross body in accordance with his past activities and mental condition. In this life, the mental condition changes in different ways, and the same living entity gets another body in the next life according to his desires. The mind, intelligence, and false ego are always engaged in an attempt to dominate material nature. According to that subtle astral body, one attains a gross body to enjoy the objects of one's desires. According to the activities of the present body, one prepares another subtle body. And according to the subtle body, one attains another gross body. This is the process of material existence. However, when one is spiritually situated and does not desire a gross or subtle body, he attains his original spiritual body, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Chakva Deham Puna Janma Naiti Mameti Sojana. One is elevated to the spiritual world by the spiritual body and is situated either in Goloka Vrindavan or in another Vaikuntha planet. In the spiritual body, there are no longer material desires, and one is fully satisfied by rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha and Krishna. This is the platform of bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. When the spiritual body, mind, and senses are completely purified, one can render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his consort. In Vaikuntha, the consort is Lakshmi, and in Goloka Vrindavan, the consort is Srimati Radharani. In the spiritual body, free from material contamination, one can serve Radha and Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan. When one is thus spiritually situated, he no longer thinks of his own personal sense gratification. This spiritual body is called Siddhadeha, the body by which one can render transcendental service unto Radha and Krishna. The process is that of engaging the transcendental senses in loving devotional service. This verse specifically mentions Sakhi Bhave Paya Radha Krishnere Charan. Only transcendentally elevated persons in the mood of the gopis can engage in the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Sri Ramananda Roy continues, unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis, he cannot attain the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. If one is overcome by knowledge of the Lord's opulence, he cannot attain the Lord's lotus feet, even though he engages in devotional service. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, very soon, we shall continue with Srila Prabhupada's purport to that very verse. Thank you. Hare Krishna.